Hello, thank you for calling Podcast Phone. For Barely Podcasting, press 1.
Hi, this is Barely from Barely Podcasting Podcast.
Congratulations, you have selected the Barely Podcasting Podcast. The Barely Podcasting Podcast is barely funny.
Blah, blah, blah.
Barely provocative.
Blah, blah, blah.
And barely spontaneous.
So that's what I've been doing at work, trying to match my voice to the sound of the drills and the pressure things and all the gadgets and gadgets.
What? Oh, sorry. Sometimes funny, sometimes provocative. Oh, my bad. The Barely Podcasting Podcast is
sometimes funny. Sometimes provocative.
I like being without any clothes on, first of all.
But don't take my word for it.
Kilroy 2.0 is here. Kilroy 2.0 is everywhere. The prophet commands that you listen to the entire episode of Barely Podcasting. Do you comply?
And now, your host who's barely just arrived, Barely!
I'm here, but I'm not. Very much like a Kilroy 2.0 who introed the show. I guess that means he hacked the feed. He also hacked me out of my vacation. Yes, that's right, folks. I am on my vacation. And actually, right now, I should be hopefully loaded. I have no idea what I'm going to be doing when you listen to this. Because, well, honestly, it's Wednesday. I haven't left yet. But when this comes out on the feed, I will have left yet. So, if that makes any sense once in a while. I am such a dork. Anyway, yes, that was Kilroy 2.0 from Seventh Son. It kind of makes me nervous that he's able to hack in and actually make his own intro onto my feed, which means he got into my computer and he got into... Oh, man. I'm screwed. Well, fortunately, the Seventh Son is coming out again next week. So, yay! I will be able to listen to it then. Woohoo! Okay. Well, as I promised before, what this is going to be is a full feedback episode. I got a lot of feedback from when I was doing episode 70. So I figured, hey, why not just do it as a feedback show? And therefore, I can just kind of go through, do it early, and boom. You have a show, I have my vacation, neither get interrupted, and I look good. Isn't that what it's all about? So, hey, let's get into the first bit of feedback here.
Hey, dude, I was just listening to number 68, and it's not like this is something new with 68, because it's been going on for a while. But, you know, I always thought there was, like, something wrong with your promo. I mean, not the promo, but the opening for your show, and I was trying to figure it out. And then this morning when I listened to number 68... I think I figured it out. You know when you say, you know, press 1 for Barely Podcasting? Hey, all right, except you will never get that at the top layer of one of them voice navigation systems. The first thing you're going to get is press 1 for English. Maybe after you press 1 for English, you'll get a press 1 for Barely Podcasting. Sorry to be so animated. I just got excited when I figured it out. Bye.
And Joe, well, I don't know. Some of the places I've been to or that I've called into don't do that. Some of them do. So it's kind of a hit or miss. But if you're always experiencing that, oh, dude, I don't know what's going on. Oh, man. I never really thought of that. Ever. So, hey, good job on picking that up, Joe. Oh, I do want to make mention, and this doesn't go anything to Joe, but this is if you're hearing kind of a hum in the background, I have, like, the washer, the dryer, and then also the sump pump has been running almost nonstop lately just because we got bombarded with rain. So if you hear a hum in the background, I'm sorry. But, yeah, it's there. Okay, let's get into our next bit of feedback.
Barely. Hey, greetings and salutations. This is Steve over at Steve's Midlife Crisis. Just want to say, first off, thank you for the voicemail that you sent me yesterday in regard to the fatherly advice. I totally appreciate it. I will definitely take every bit of that into my memory bank and all that stuff. Hopefully, I'll still remember it in a year. But I just appreciate it, man. I really do. As far as Father's Day is concerned, I want to tell you happy Father's Day on behalf of all your listeners. And just wanted to say thanks for doing what you do. Hope you have a good Father's Day, and we'll talk to you later, bud. Bye.
Steve, thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's always good to hear that. And also, same to you. If you haven't been listening to Steve's Midlife Crisis, you should be, first of all, because he made a big announcement on the last episode. That's right, there's going to be a mini midlife crisis, or a mid-toddler crisis coming up here pretty soon. So, again, congratulations, Steve, and to your lovely wife for your impending birth. Or, as I would like to say, the end of any dream of, well, having any bedroom fun anymore. I am such a dork. Okay, let's see. Next bit of feedback. Let's put it in right here.
Hey, Barely, it's Steve from the Wicked Good Podcast. I, for the record, I don't think that you and PG sound all that much alike. Yeah, I agree. There's something. There's not really that much water in Arizona. What could there be in the water? But I know how you feel, because Maureen and I have a friend from college, Andy, who a lot of people had said that he and I look a lot alike, probably because we both have dark hair and are not all that tall and Jewish. But we never really saw the resemblance, but a lot of people seem to. And we went into the convenience store on campus one day, as we often did because we had meal plans, and the meal plans included the convenience store at the points you could use there. And we go in and we talk to the cashier, which we do often. The cashier says, "Boy, you two look a lot alike. Are you brothers?" And we both said, "No." "Well, were you at least born in the same month?" What does that have to do with anything? Because everyone with, like, the same astrological sign automatically looks alike. What does that mean? So, maybe you and PG were born in the same month. You should check in on that. Eventually, I don't know if it was because of this or not, he ended up growing a goatee, so then we ended up looking like the evil mirror-mirror versions of each other, though we never knew which one was the evil one. Could have been me, I don't know. Anyway, have a good one. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay, I didn't notice this until just now, but I had Steve from Steve's Midlife Crisis and then Steve from Wicked Good and Extra Points back-to-back. Also, Steve from Steve's Midlife Crisis is gonna have a baby. Steve from Wicked Good Podcast just had one. Well, Maureen just had one. But he was there and he was part of it. Kind of odd that these two are back-to-back. And yes, Steve, we don't sound alike. And actually, there is photographic evidence that we are not the same person. That I'm not trying to find different ways to voicemail bomb people by using a different name. No, there is a picture on the Flickr site of Philosophy Guy and myself. I'm the big one. While we were at Blues Fest. So, hey, go check it out. And, Steve, oh, man. You and some other guy looking like you. And I'm not trying to say it as I'm sorry, but I'm sorry. I'm not trying to say that as an insult, because there could just be so many problems with that. At least he was a friend and not like a jerk about it. Okay, on to our next bit of feedback.
Hey, Barely, it's Marie from Chit Chat Mom. Long time no talk, I know, I'm sorry, we're busy moms. Anyway, I was listening to not your latest episode, but I think it was the one before that where you were offering to give a DVD full of all of your podcasts and your intros and everything to anyone that was willing to donate $25 to your PME expense fund. And I've heard that before somewhere. Let me see. I think that would have been Corby at the Twisted Pickle did that last year, and I still have not gotten my DVD from him. We did donate the required amount to his fund, and he just blacked off. Now, if you can get Corby to do his DVD and give it to me as he promised, I would be more than happy to donate $25 to your fund. So how about you nag Corby, and then I'll go ahead and send you the $25 so you can go to PME, and you can send me your DVD. And then I get two DVDs for the price of one. But I already paid for the other one, technically. But it's been so long ago that I almost don't even miss the money. Anyway, you work on that, see what you can do, and we'll go from there. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Yes, Marie, I did steal the idea. I entirely stole the idea of, hey, give me $25, I'll give you a DVD of everything in this group. And I have already been bugging Corby so that you get your copy. And since I know he does listen from time to time, Corby, get Marie her CD or her DVD from last year so that she'll donate to mine, so that, and then I'll give it to her, and then I'll also be able to get to PME. So come on, buddy. You got to do that one for me. And yes, it was good to hear from you again, Marie. It's been a long time. And yeah, they just actually got a couple shows out as well. So it was good to hear back from the Chit Chat Moms. Hey, why don't we just move on here to another piece of feedback?
Hey, Barely, it's Dan on tap. I just wanted to call in and comment on the very first part of your show. I'm barely getting started with it, but it's actually Brian is the dog on Family Guy. He's the one that always says such clever lines as, "We'd like to have a company of dry martini around here." But in any case, have the rest of the show and have a great week. Bye.
And yes, Dan, yeah, it's Brian, not Pete. I'm a dork. I just kind of, I watch it every so often, so I'm not, I don't fully know all the characters, but yes, you are dead on, it is Brian, so I'm a dork. And now, hey, let's hear from another person. This would be Tabs, and I just have something to say at the end of this.
Hey, Barely, this is Tabs from Stranger the Literal and Fantabulous. I am sitting here by the ocean and thought I would leave you a voicemail since it's been a while and I know you missed my voice. I hope that you're having a great day. I am chilling. It is Wednesday, I think, something like that. No work, by the ocean, and you have to slave through Chicago weather and driving and all that stuff. So, love you, Barely. Bye.
I'm going to be doing that next week, so I will get my revenge. And when I heard this, all I had to say was, I hate you. I hate you because I'm not there. I have not taken a true-to-life vacation where I'm getting away from Chicago. I'm getting away from work for more than like 2 or 3 days since I started this job, and that was August of 2005. So, I mean, I'm coming up on 2 years without a vacation. So, yes, burnout is, I feel it very much so, right at the edge. And I need to take time off a little bit better here in the future. But, yes, I'm going to rub it into you, and I'm going to call your voicemail a lot. You're going to get bombed from the beach while I'm getting bombed. So, you have been warned. Okay, and next one here, there's a little bit of information that needs to go into this. By the time you hear this, it will be past tense, because I'm not releasing this until after I've done this part of the vacation, but I will have to go pretty much right by the boulevard to the cornfields of central Illinois. I will go right through there. So I called Red Boy and I said, hey, can you give me directions on where Walmart is or Target? Because we're going to come right through there, and that might be a good final stop before I continue on to make the rest of the, it'll probably be a 6 to 7 hour drive at that point. So I figured, hey, why not ask a local who will definitely steer me the right direction?
Hey, Barely, it's Red Boy. Well, I'm in my car on our caravan on vacation, so I don't have your email address or anything with me, so I thought I'd leave this message on your voicemail. You need to know where the Walmart was in Bloomington. I believe it's exit 167. You want the Veterans Parkway exit, business 55. If you take that, and Walmart is just down over the hill a bit. There's a Sam's Club there, too, if you want to go to a Sam's Club. You need to go just a little bit. Walmart's on your left. Go a little bit past that. Through the stoplight on your right is going to be the Target. Left the Best Buy. So, and there's a gas. So I've got to go give more chalky to my daughter. So I'll talk on you later. Red Boy, out.
And Matt, thank you. Now, everybody also knows where in that town where Walmart is. So, hey, if you're ever needing to stop through or you're going in that area and you need to pick up diapers, you know where to go. And Matt, I hope you and Amy had a fun vacation as well, because you took yours a week before I took mine. So anyway, I'm going to move on here. And this is Jen. Now, which one is it?
Hey, Barely, it's Jen over at My Take on That. I just listened to your latest show, and I just had a comment. You were complaining about only getting to wear jeans once a month. Try never. My boss forbids jeans in the office. It's business casual all the time. I have gotten away with sneakers, though. You know, I don't know if he's just never noticed or what, but I'm wearing my sneakers. I ain't wearing no dress shoes. And here I am sitting next to Richard on our commute, and here he is wearing jean shorts, of all things, because he gets to wear whatever the hell he wants. Whatever. All right. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Jen, I am so sorry to hear that you never get to wear jeans on Friday. Honestly, I have to be careful with my shoes, because they're like, no sneakers, da 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 da, and I'll usually wear a nice pair of gym shoes when I go in on Jeans Friday, but I don't get Jeans Friday this month, because you know what? I'm getting Shorts Friday. I'm going to be driving on the last Friday of the month, so yes, I will not be able to wear jeans on Jeans Friday this month, but it sucks that you don't get it at all. That really stinks. Okay, hey, now let's get into some more.
Hey, Barely, it's Joe from Cheap Date. I'm just calling with a comment on your last show, and the main thing being, I'm surprised you did not learn the lesson, or perhaps you did now, a lesson which I learned as a kid growing up helping my father seal code our driveway, and that rule is, which I have held ever since I bought my first house years ago, always hire somebody to seal coat your driveway. It is not worth the trouble. It is not worth the mess. It is not worth anything other than the $50 or so you pay someone to do it. You don't wind up with clothes that you can't use for anything else. You don't wind up with a set of tools you got to sit around the garage that you can't use for anything else. And best of all, you don't wind up stinking the place up for days. At least you personally don't wind up stinking the place for days. But then again, maybe that's, you know, a personal thing. Anyway, another great show. Talk to you later.
Joe, my father is very much one of those handyman kind of guys. He built a lot of stuff in the house, and he was always out waxing the cars, and he would always seal the driveway. So I'm thinking, it's not all that hard. I should realize that he was really handy. My grandfather actually he was born in Boston, and then went cross country on a wagon train. So, I mean, he's really that rugged kind of guy. Or he was. And so, that gene never hit me. I think I got my mom's genes on this one. I never got the you're a handy guy gene. So, yes, I now realize what I need to do, Joe. And again, as I was doing it, I kept thinking, why didn't anyone warn me? There's a lot of podcasters who own a home. They should all know about this. Why didn't they warn me? Yeah, Joe, why didn't you warn me? Why? Oh, boy. Yeah, I did actually ruin probably one of my favorite pairs of shorts, too. So that really sucks. Okay. Hey, let's just move on while I go and cry now.
Sydney, and all I have to eat today is two ice cream cones and an apple on a stick covered with red goo. And I've just gone on every Sydney ride in this entire freaking broken down park thing at my high school, and I'm about to vomit. But me and my friend Allie have a message for you, because this is what I like to do. Alright? Allie, what are we gonna say? Woo! We're on a ride! Okay, we're on the tilt tour. What happens to me? My favorite ride ever. Okay, talk to you later. Gonna vomit.
Sydney, that actually sounds like a lot of fun. My high school never had a carnival. My high school really didn't have much. One thing it did have, though, which is really cool, is we were the setting for a Hootie and the Blowfish video. The song, Only Want to Be With You, where it has Hootie with Dan Marino playing football on this football field. That was my high school football field. That's where I graduated from. And I found it, but it happened after I had already left high school. But I found out that they had just kind of were driving by and was like, this is a good place, and they... Someone called administration, and the administration said, okay. And they said, okay, no kids come out here either. And they're like, okay. So I guess a bunch of them were kind of pressed up against the window, but there weren't too many windows that overlooked that field. But yeah, that's where I graduated from. And that was like the coolest thing that ever happened on my high school football field that I know of. And so, yeah, we never had a carnival, which would have been a lot of fun. But hey, What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I don't know. We're going to listen to another voicemail.
Hello, Barely. My name is Matt, and I'm calling you from lovely Northern California. Just started listening to your show a few months ago, and I first heard about your show from, how about every other podcast that I listen to? Seems odd that, like, every podcast I listen to, you also, you know, you also listen to, obviously, because you're calling in. So that's pretty cool. We have similar tastes somewhat in podcasts. But anyway, I was just calling to comment on your show. I think it was show 69. And I'm sure that you already got messages about the Family Guy dog. The dog's name is Brian. The father's name is Peter, and the son's name is the baby boy, whose head looks like a football, is Stewie. Anyway, I love the Family Guy. One of my favorite shows. I don't let my kids watch it, but I like it. I was going to comment on that shirt anyway, because I worked for a company years ago. Well, it wasn't that many years ago, but several years ago, and somebody came in with a Gilbert shirt. I still remember the caption. The caption was, and they thought Casual Day was a good idea. And there's one guy in a bathrobe, bunny slippers. There's another guy wearing, there's a woman in a bathrobe and slippers. There's a guy wearing a tutu, and then there's another guy completely naked. You see his backside, walking through with a coffee cup. Somebody wore that to work. Now, at that time, that company had a pretty lax dress code, and a t-shirt was usually not accepted, although you could wear jeans, but somebody was wearing jeans and that t-shirt. I don't think they made it the whole day, but I forgot about that until I heard your show. Anyway, great show. I've been listening for a little while now. Just thought I'd give you a call and say hello. Anyway, take care.
Hey, Matt. Yeah, hey, welcome to the feedback part of the show. Definitely stick around, hang out for some more shows. Next few are going to be a little bit, well, this one's kind of a little bit out of the ordinary. Next one's definitely going to be out of the ordinary. It's completely different than anything I've ever done, but it was something I wanted to do. So, but it's not, I'm not doing a format change of the show or anything. But yeah, this one and next one are going to be a little bit different because I've already recorded the next one. The next one's done. It's in the can. But I promised you the feedback show first, so that's what you're getting is the feedback show, and enjoy it, people. I'm such a dork. And yeah, it's because I've heard you feedback also on a bunch of the same shows. So it's like when I got this first voicemail, I'm like, oh, cool. I got another listener. And I guess voicemail bombing actually kind of works occasionally to get new listeners. What do you think? Should I keep voicemail bombing? course, there is a suggestion out there that I voicemail bomb for money. That I don't leave voicemails for anybody anymore unless they pay me. That could be interesting. And yeah, Matt, thank you for letting me know. Yeah, Brian, not Pete. Like I said, I'm a brand new, well, kind of an off and on watcher of the show, so it's still a fun show. And hey, let's see who called next.
Hey, Barely, it's Matt. Hey, you know, somehow I managed to listen to a dozen shows of yours without the need to call in, and now I'm into episode show number 69, and I'm calling in twice. So hopefully I don't have to, you know, hopefully you won't get 40 messages from me on my drive back home. But anyway, just commenting on your email dyslexia, where you thought your coworker put "you don't look good on camera," or something of that effect. You know what? Many, many years ago in my career, if I would have been copied on that email, I might have forwarded it back to her and actually changed her words to say that, and then say something to the effect of, "Wow, I can't believe you said that this person doesn't look good on camera." You know, give that person a second or so to freak out, thinking that maybe they actually did type that. But I certainly wouldn't do or condone that now, especially since, you know, that person might then forward it to that person saying, "I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that," whatever. It's a vicious cycle of horrible office pranks. And again, not that I condone that, but just thought I would comment. Anyway, take care.
Wow, Matt, I kind of broke the dam on that one, didn't I? Or should I say you broke the dam when you, instead of just a trickle, or it's boom, I got two. Trust me, I'm not complaining. I love all the feedback that every one of you seem to send in. It really does mean a lot to me. Matt, when I was younger, I probably would have done the same thing. I would have played with it and all this and sent it out. And then there would have been a couple databases in which I have access to as kind of an administrator of it that I probably would have played with a little bit just to get them and then switch it back. But now I'm older and I'm more just kind of a talker and not a doer anymore, it seems like. But hey, anyway, we have another piece of feedback here.
Hey, Barely, this is Tom from the Unreal OC podcast. How you doing, man? Listen, I wanted to let you know that I appreciate you leaving a couple of comments for us on, that would be Emma and I, on our podcast, the Unreal OC, and I wanted to do the same for you, although I probably won't leave two. I think one is probably enough coming from me. I don't have that many interesting things to say. Just ask my wife. Anyway, hope you're doing well. Just listen to your latest episode. Got a big kick out of that. And boy, it's amazing how some of these things between spouses seem so universal that you can find identifiable elements in just about every one of your stories. And I hope you're doing the same with our podcast. Thanks a lot for listening to us, too. And we're having a blast listening to you. So take care, and we will connect with you soon. I'm going to be making a donation to you to send you to the PME so we can meet up in the fall. I'm local here to Ontario, but you're not, apparently. So look for a donation coming in the next week or so. Okay, buddy, thanks a lot, Barely. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Yes, the Unreal OC is a new show I just started listening to, and actually, probably coming up, you might hear a review on it. I might come back because I have been able to squeeze in a couple new shows here and there. This one might be on that review list. You definitely have to check out to see what I'm going to say about the Unreal OC when I do that, if and when. I think I just tipped my hat way too much on that one. But, yeah, you'll have to see what I have to say about this show. But, Tom, you are very interesting. I mean, I don't know why you would say you're not, because you are. And Emma, I don't know. She just has to do something, because if she's saying you're uninteresting, then I don't know. The world is coming to an end. I have no clue. None whatsoever. But yes. And also, yeah, it's really interesting how you can kind of transpose yourself into other lives because of very similar experiences, almost. I've been able to do it with your show. I've done it a lot with the Twisted Pickle because our daughters are roughly the same age. So, I mean, it's kind of interesting where you can kind of do stuff like that. Anyway, yes. And finally, have a final piece of feedback here, at least in voicemail form.
Hey, Bailey, it's Dan on tap. I don't have anything really to feed back on or whatnot, but I just want to say I hope the Send Bailey a PME fun is going great. I think we just need to hear another update about that at some point. But just keep up the great work, loving the show, and have a good break with your family at your family reunions. Talk to you later. Bye.
And hey, Dan, yes, that the PME fund has kind of stalled here for a little bit, and I'm not saying it's discouraging at the moment, but I am probably giving myself until the end of July to figure out if this is going to even be able to work. So if you want to see me get to PME, end of July, so there's a month here that we got to work with. If I see it's growing and it's getting closer, then it's going to be more likely that I'm going to be like, okay, yes. But if it doesn't, then I'm going to kind of have to go, no, and then use this as money for next year's PME. Hey, I'm getting a head start. Okay, and hey, got one bit, I just cannot talk tonight, folks, and I just don't know why, but yes, I actually got a piece of written feedback. It is from San over at the SNA cast, and what he says is, I saw the International Space Station / Space Shuttle a few years ago. What a sight. I felt like I was truly watching something special. Go geek. Absolutely. Yes, I felt that so much kind of watching it. I'm like, oh, that is so cool. Oh, man. It's just, I just find it really funny that, oh, yeah, that I saw that. And I mean, it was just kind of one of those last moment things. I was able to actually do it and everything. So, yes, I definitely had a lot of fun with that. So, anyway, that is it for episode number 71. It is a short show, but hey, I'm on vacation. And like I said last week, I'm going to be doing something here a little bit special. I am going to put up the J.C. Hutchins interview as a web-only download. I'm probably going to do that for right in the show notes for episode 72, just because it's going to be too complex for me to do remotely. I might put it into 71. I don't know. Depends on how much time, because I know when I get back, I got to do laundry and mow the lawn and all this, and I have a day to do it. So, anyway, everyone have a good, at least in the States, for those of you in the States, have a good 4th of July weekend. If you're not in the States, well, you don't have that holiday. I am a dork. Anyway, I will catch you all later. You can visit the website at barelypodcasting.com. You could send me an email at barely@barelypodcasting.com. You could send me a Skype message at barely. Of course. What else would I be? Also, you can look me up on Twitter. And my name there is Barely. Of course. What else would it be again? You can also leave me a voicemail, which so many people do. It makes me feel like I'm loved. And that number is area code 206-984-3675, which also spells out dork. Hey, that's me, isn't it? And also, the music on today's show is all provided by the PodSafe Music Network over at music.podshow.com. And the intro and extra music that is part of every show now, which was so graciously provided by some of you, the fans of the show. That song is Happy by Jamie Brancher. And he is also over at the PodSafe Music Network. So yeah, go definitely check him out. And I think that is going to be it. How the hell can I do any work with this? We'll be right back. last things before I go, folks. First of all, remember, if you need to update your domain names or you want a domain name, go over to GoDaddy.com and use the code word blue, B-L-U, 1-5. If you need your web domain and you want to host on GoDaddy, use the code word pod 15, P-O-D, 1-5. That will also get, both of them will get you a 10% discount at checkout. So, hey, that's cool. You'll appreciate it, and I know GoDaddy will as well. Also, this show can be found on some of the best directories out there, including iTunes, Podcast Pickle, and Blueberry.com. So, yes, go check them out, and I think that is it. I will see you all next week, folks.